Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is the Bill Press Show.
And here we go with a little special edition of the Bill Press Show. We've talked a lot about congressional races in these midterms, looking at California and Pennsylvania and Arizona. Here's one that so far has escaped our attention, but we've heard about it, and it is a very interesting story. We want to hear more about what's happening up in New York 11, which is Staten Island. Alexander Nazarian from Yahoo News has written reporting on this race where a disgraced former member of Congress out of prison is now trying to get back his seat back and get back into Congress as a Republican. Alexander Nazarian, Yahoo News, joining us on our news line. Hey, Alexander, good to join you. Good. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, tell us about this district. So this is Staten Island, right?
With parts of Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
As well, so the district is as suburban as a district in New York City can get. It is the only Republican district in New York City. sent the only Republican in New York's delegation to Congress.
Yeah,
and Staten Island itself is the most conservative borough of New York's five. It voted for Trump. It voted Rudy Giuliani into office when he became mayor, and so it has often been the lone. It has always been the dissenting voice
in the city, right? Okay, now Michael Grimm, for those of our viewers and listeners who might have forgotten Michael Grimm's past, he was in Congress. He got bounced out of Congress. Why? What happened to him?
Well, he actually had to resign his seat because he was the subject of a federal investigation into tax-related crimes relating to his operations of a restaurant on the Upper East Side of Manhattan called Healthalicious. And essentially the allegations came down to him sort of not reporting wages and not paying taxes on those wages, sort of paying workers under the table is how he now depicts it. But it wasn't just that. There were also fairly extensive allegations of campaign fundraising, sort of illegal campaign fundraising, which involved this Rabbi Pinto, sort of a very interesting figure. There was a woman down in Texas who was involved. So he was in a lot of legal trouble. He wasn't allowed back in the FBI headquarters. He was there were just a lot of questions about his ethics over the years, and those came to a head. And after he won re-election in 2014, he stepped down, and then he was sentenced and went to prison.
Yeah, he did serve time in prison, right?
Yes.
You know, I remember him when I saw the story. Also, didn't he have some issue down here in Washington with a reporter? He threatened to throw a reporter off the balcony or something.
That's correct. So
it seems very Trumpy.
Yeah.
Well, he was Trump before Trump.
He was Trump before Trump.
His MO was to sort of be the common man, to speak plainly, but also to be extremely contemptuous of the press. So yes, that's kind of the incident that made him infamous was threatening to throw Michael Scott of NY1 off a balcony. In the Capitol for asking after the 2014 State of the Union about the federal, Gruen thought he was going to be asked about Obama's, address.
Yeah.
And he was, but then at the end, Scotto said, well, what about the investigation? Gruen sort of huffed off, and then he came back and he said, I'm going to break you like a boy. I'm going to break you in half like a boy. I'm going to throw you off. And, of course, the cameras are running this entire time. And at first, he didn't even apologize. He just said, he caught me off guard. And then he realized how grave the situation was, and he did apologize. But in many ways, it cemented his reputation as a bully.
So he comes out of prison. Now he wants his seat back. The question I've got, so he's a convicted felon. Can he run for office again, I guess?
Apparently.
He's filed, right? He can't vote for himself, maybe in New York, but he can run.
He is running. And according at least to a Democratic poll, he's ahead. Now, there have been some questions about whether that poll is meant to bolster that his prospects, because the Democrats would love to see him on the ballot in November.
Right.
His challenger, or he is challenging Dan Donovan, a moderate Republican, but one whom Trump has endorsed. He'd be much more difficult to knock off, I think most people would agree, whereas Grimm, with his record, and despite his popularity on parts of the island, they believe he's much more vulnerable to a Democratic challenge.
Right. So Dan Donovan is the incumbent, endorsed by Trump. When is the primary, by the way? Is it next week or what?
June 26th.
June 26th. I got it. Yeah. And at least one poll, you say, this Democratic poll has Grimm ahead. The Republican Party can't want him to be the nominee.
They do not want him to be the nominee.
Who's the Democrat?
The presumptive Democratic nominee is Max Rose. And this is his first campaign, and I think he's learning how to campaign, and he's sort of sharpening his attack lines. And Max Rose is young. He's from the Brooklyn side. He went to Poly Prep, which is a very prestigious private school in South Brooklyn. And then he went to Wesleyan University, which is a very liberal university in Connecticut. I don't think he talks all that much about Wesleyan or Poly Prep on Staten Island. I think he's pretty well aware those aren't necessarily the, that's not necessarily the image he wants to give off. Instead, he is a combat veteran. He's decorated. He's worked on healthcare. Healthcare is very important on Staten Island. It's important everywhere, but Staten Island has a lot of seniors.
Yeah.
There's a big opioid crisis on Staten Island. That's obviously involved with healthcare delivery. He talks a lot about healthcare. He talks about his military service. So that's something that's going to be tough for Grimm to say that he's the only fighting man in the race. And he's young, he's photogenic, he's ambitious. He has a chance. Right?
Yeah.
And there are people who believe he has a real chance.
Now you mentioned about Grimm being Trump before Trump. He sounds like Trump when he talks about what happened to him, right? The prosecutors
Absolutely.
Coming after him. But he calls it a witch hunt, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, he believes that the Attorney General for the Southern District of New York at the time, Loretta Lynch, was essentially gifted the position of Attorney General of the United States after Eric Holder left, because of the successful prosecution of Grimm. So
yeah.
You know, as Dan Donovan told me, he's the only one who believes that. And it seems, and A.O. Grimm says, well, I have evidence. I don't, he certainly didn't show me. And I don't, it seems to me a very convenient story to, you know, it allows him to play the victim like Trump likes to.
Yeah.
He knows that Loretta Lynch is a favorite conservative.
Right.
Sort of, you know, like her tarmac meeting with Clinton and,
right.
you know, her refusal to look more deeply into Hillary's emails. So painting her as some sort of nefarious, you know, shadow operator just
sure.
fits right into the Trump narrative. And then, of course, witch hunt is, you know, phrase of the day when you don't want to be investigated by the feds.
Yeah.
Eric Reitens down in Missouri used it
yeah.
regarding his troubles, which... Well, he wasn't able to evade. He stepped down. So, you know, Grimm clearly knows that, you know, witch hunt, Loretta Lynch, Obama,
yeah.
MS-13, all of this plays well in, you know, in the closest things that New York City has to Trump land.
Yeah. It sounds like Trump ought to be endorsing Michael Grimm, right?
Well, Michael Grimm certainly feels that way.
Yeah, right.
And he had on his campaign, he has Michael Caputo, who is who's sort of a, you know, fairly high-ranking Trump advisor.
Oh, yeah.
Also involved. Yeah, but as advising him, Michael Caputo is a veteran political operator.
He's advising Grimm?
Yes, that's right.
Whoa, right. Huh.
There are ties to the... There are other ties to... Well, I would say that's the closest tie to the Trump campaign.
To the Trump operation,
Rudy Giuliani has endorsed Donovan. And that's, you know, that's having to do more with New York politics than with national politics. And what you saw was, I think, both men doing their best and still doing their best to say, I am the Trumpiest candidate in the race. It's less credible for Donovan to say that because he's voted against Trump. And he believes that he did so, with his district, you know, he says, I did it with the district in mind, and I'll do it again, and, you know, especially on health care and taxes.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, he's voted with Trump on many other things.
Right.
But you know, Grimm will call him a globalist, a disloyal Republican. I suppose with the base, and the base is what you need to come out on June 26th, that may be effective, and there is a Republican base on Staten Island, so
mm-hmm.
perhaps the DCCC poll is in fact correct.
Alexander Nazarian is on the line with us, Newsline from New York. He's with Yahoo News, yahoonews.com. We're talking about New York's 11th district. You mentioned, Alexander, opioids. Does Grimm have any knowledge of this problem or any ideas about how to deal with it?
His idea, I think, you know, frankly, and I don't know Staten Island well, but I think it's hard to spend any time on the island and not have knowledge of the problem. There are parts of the island where it's just in the open, and I
really,
and,
yeah,
you know, and I don't want to exaggerate. I mean, I don't want to, but it is, and it's so I think, and everybody there knows someone who's dealing with it. So does he have a solution? Well, the solution that he sort of told me that he would try to implement is asking HHS, Health and Human Services, to turn Staten Island into a demonstration district for sort of comprehensive, you know, I guess, treatment and, to make Staten Island kind of the place that gets opioid treatment right.
Kind of a test case, right, I guess, that other people could model or something.
That's,
yeah.
At the same time, I'm sure there are parts of the Midwest that would love the same, and I don't know that if he wins, he's going to come into Washington with the kind of pull you know, to say I want a meeting with Alex Azar, the HHS head, and I want this. I don't, that's not to malign the idea. It's a good idea. I don't know that he will be able to execute it. But that is that's the best idea that he has. And
I'm sure if it's just something. I'm sure you've talked to a lot of voters there, or potential voters in this primary. Among Republicans, is there a belief among some of them that, look, the guy made a mistake, but he served his time, and, you know, we believe in rehabilitation, we believe in forgiveness, and let's give him another shot?
I'd say that perfectly describes how many Republicans think. And the rally that I went to for him, well, that was headlined by Scaramucci, so there's another, Trump tie.
Yeah,
it's just like he paid some guys under the table. You know, these are working class, hard working people. Many of these people make New York run. And I don't mean to either romanticize or glorify or anything, but you know, they work a lot of. There are a lot of folks who've worked careers in sanitation, police, fire department. So they have a real. They're practical. They're hardworking, practical people, and the way he depicts it now. Hey, I just paid some guys under the table. I think there's a sense. There are a lot of also small business owners. There's a sense. Well, so what? You know, he didn't.
Yeah.
You
right.
know, he wasn't he wasn't hurting anyone, and the government just went after him. And. Like I said, you know, there are a lot of business owners who have in the past done things like that.
Done things like that, too, yeah. Well, so listen, we're just out of time. But I want to thank you for joining us and bringing to our attention a very, very interesting race, colorful race,
thank
a colorful character for
thank
sure.
Thank you for having me.
New York 11, Michael Grimm trying to come back out of prison and trying to get his old seat back up there against incumbent Dan Donovan. Alexander Nazarian's a reporter from YahooNews.com. Thanks, Alexander. We will be watching for sure on June 26th and this a special edition here of the Bill Press Show.
This is the Bill Press Show.